you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 104. You know, this one goes out to my friend Carly. We've been talking a lot about manifesting lately. This one's for her. So we're doing something a little bit different today. This will be kind of short. And about halfway through, I'll get into an affirmation for you. Something you can either repeat to yourself or write down in your journal so that you have it. So this one is important in the way that we look at manifesting the things we want, manifesting our dreams, and also understanding that you're worthy of manifesting your dreams. And oftentimes, this is where we get stuck. This is why our dreams aren't fulfilled, because we don't actually believe it. We don't actually believe that we are worthy of what we desire. So I'm going to just jump right in here. You know, the easiest way to manifest anything is to be clear about what you want. I know this sounds funny, right? Yeah, duh. But don't give the universe mixed signals. And then you have to take action. You know, we don't get anything without not doing. Working towards your goals is imperative. The little steps you take daily are the ones that let the universe know that you're serious about your desires. And you should also remain receptive. There will often be signs that show up that you are on your path. You just have to be open to receiving them. So again, ask the universe for what you want and keep an eye out for signs of achievement or success. The only thing stopping you from manifesting your dreams is you. What you can visualize in your mind, you can actually hold in your hands. So get super clear on what you want and get to work manifesting.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, depending on where you are listening from today, you may also want to have a journal ready to write down the following affirmation. You can speak it out loud, and or writing it down is a powerful signal to the universe to listen. So here we go. I am worthy of manifesting my dreams. I have a clear vision of what I want to accomplish. Knowing what I want is the first step to accomplishing it. It is also the first step to deserving it. If I fail to identify what I want, I fail to give myself a chance to receive it. I know what I want. I am working toward my dreams. I spend time each day putting in the work necessary to manifest my dreams. I am deserving of success. I am deserving of my dreams. I am worthy. I have a positive mental attitude in everything that I do. I have an optimistic view of the future. I expect good things to happen because I deserve good things. Good things are happening right now. My positive attitude attracts success. My outlook attracts my dreams. I'm a good person. I am kind and reliable. I am a good friend and coworker. The people in my life benefit from my existence. My goodness is plain for the world to see. I know that the world is better because I exist. Today, I am doing everything I can to be deserving of my dreams. I am using my time wisely. I am clear regarding what I want to accomplish. I am worthy of great things. I am worthy of great things. Now, let that affirmation sink in. And if you've written it down, now's the time to say it out loud to yourself. And I also have some self-reflection questions for you around this affirmation. This is asking yourself, one, what do I want to accomplish in my life? Am I consistent in my desires, or do I change my mind often? Two, do I spend my time each day according to what I want to accomplish? Three, do I consider myself worthy of manifesting my dreams? Why or why not? And this last question, number three, you may have some internal gremlins that are, you know, not necessarily super loud for you, but they're there, that may be holding you back from manifesting. The little needle somewhere that pokes you every now and then, and you think you aren't worthy. It'll come about in different ways. It's not necessarily those words. It's often a feeling. Self-doubt. Not feeling confident that you can accomplish your tasks. It creeps in. So use this exercise to find out where you may be blocking yourself and continually tell yourself that you are worthy of great things. You know, I have this really awesome little mini course. It's about attracting positivity through gratitude and appreciation. I will drop the link in the show notes. You can also find it if you go to HeidiDallaire.com. Just look for courses. It's really inexpensive. It's short. It's sweet. And I think and believe, because I've done it and I use these exercises, it really gets you clear on your desires. And that through the attraction, you know, of positivity, you are then able to manifest your dreams. So check it out. Also, I just want to give you all, you know, a great big hug today. Manifesting our dreams is a process. And the thing I really want to emphasize is that it does take work. And as I mentioned, my friend at the beginning of the podcast, it's reminding yourself every single day that the little steps you're taking are getting you closer to your goal. And it's those little steps, it's the steps every single day that, yeah, I am worthy of this. They're going to make it come true. All right, all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you all soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.